Okay, so we learned the first Mishnah in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah said that there are certain lost items that the finder, right, like the expression goes, finders keepers. So you get to keep these lost items because it is presumed Yeyush. That's what the Mishnah said. One of the things that's mentioned in the Mishnah, in fact, the first item that's mentioned in the Mishnah is Matzah Peiros Mifuzarin, right? If I find dispersed fruit, I find fruit that is spread out. So the Gemara will try to understand what precisely this means, but we need someone to volunteer to read this Gemara. Tzvi, could I call on you?
Matzah Peiros Mifuzarin, count scattered fruits, very common. How much?
Right. Now, so Rabbi Yitzchak says it means a kav in 4 amos. Now, there is a slight girsa issue in this piece of Gemara. The way we have the text, it says, Matzah Peiros Mifuzarin vikama, right? And how much is considered dispersed. The Ritva has a different girsa, no? The Ritva has Peiros Mifuzarin. I would say it's bikama, it's with a bays, not with a vav. Right? In other words, it ends up being the same idea, but instead of a question of and how much is considered dispersed, the way Rashi learns, vikama chashiv pizur, how much is considered dispersed, according to the Ritva, it's peiros mifuzarim bikama, the fruit is spread out on how large an area. It's the same exact idea, it's just the difference of beis or above. So Rabbi Yitzchak says it's one kav in 4 amos. Continue.
If they were falling, I feel a tuman, even more than 4 amos.
If it's derech nefila, so even more, you said more than 4 amos. There's another way of reading more, right?
More than a kav.
So which one is correct? Yoni, yeah?
More than a kav.
More than a kav. How do you know?
Because we're saying the answer that's given is the maximum for the most amount of fruit that is still considered scattered. So you would assume that more than that number would not be scattered anymore.
So it means more than that amount of fruit in the same area, right? If it's derech nefila, it is still considered scattered. Fine. So, and that's what Rashi learns also, no? Look at Rashi, afilu tuva. Zakt Rashi, afilu tuva even more, mikav nami, even more than the kav also. Dekem de ein behen simon, iyushe miyaesh. No? Since there's no simon on these things, so therefore I'm miyaesh. So the Gemara says, what's the pshat? If it's derech nefila, if it is, looks like it fell down, right? So afilu tuvanami, even if it's more than the kav, also. Okay, let's continue, Tzvi.
Derech nefila, even if you was falling down, afilu batzer mahachi, then even less than a kav should be.
Afilu batzer mahachi, continue, you need to read a few more words.
Namilo.
Right? And if it's derech hinuach, Derech Hinuach means I put him down and I'll come back to him, right? That's the way Rashi learns. Asid Lachzar Vilitzel, and I'll come back and pick them up later on. So if it's Derech Hinuach, even Batsir Mechachi, even if there is more than a Kav, Lachora, Namilo, it's also not going to be
even less.
Again, if it's derech hinuach, even if it's more than 4 amos. I'm sorry, right? Mm-hmm. How do you read this? Is derech hinuach is talking about? Derech hinuach. I feel batzimach even less than.
No fruit.
Less than a kav, right? We're all talking about the amount of fruit. Okay, right. Now, that's what Rashi learns. Everything's talking about the amount of fruit. So if it is derech nefila, even more fruit with 4 amos. If it's derech hinuach afilu batir mahach, even less fruit within the same 4 amos. So the Gemara asks, what is this measurement of kav in four amos. Memanavshach. If it's derech nefila or derech hinuach, derech nefila, so then even more than the kav, derech hinuach, even less than the kav. So the Gemara answers. A time when they are gathering the grains, right?
Mm-hmm. So he takes whatever he needed and left.
So I take what I need and I leave the rest. And the assumption is, why am I leaving it? Well, we can read on in the Gemara. The Gemara will help us. Yeah.
So a cabin for Amos is like a burden to go and pick them up, so he's going to leave them there.
What does dinafish tirchayhu mean? What does nafish mean?
More.
That there's more bother than, apparently there's a certain baseline amount of tircha that a person will do. So we're talking machnash de beidari, a time when the grains are gathered.
How would you translate the word?
B'machnash de beidari, when people are gathering beidari in the grain area. In the silos, right? B'machnash de beidari, Rashi learns at the time that people are gathering. We'll talk about it a little bit more in 3 minutes. Fine. So one kavan for Amos has a lot of tircha. So lo tarach initial hada asi v'shakalahu afgurei mafgurlahu. Hey, explain that.
Time can go back and then make it afgurei.
And therefore, you're mafgurei. You're not going to go back. It's a tircha, so you're not going to go back. But continue.
Batzer v'hachi tarach v'hadar ati v'shakalahu v'lo mafgurlahu.
If it is less than that amount, so then you will
go back for it and not make it. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Good. So let's just review. The Gemara has it in that Peiros Mefuzarin. If fruit is spread out, so the Gemara asks, what's considered spread? Zok the Gemara, we're talking about, right, Rabbi Yitzchak says it's a kav in Daven Amos, that's considered spread. Then the Gemara asks, Mamanavshach, derech nefila, even more, derech hinuach, even less. So Zok the Gemara, we're talking b'machnash de beidari. So what's the answer of the Gemara? How would we say this in our own words? Yoni?
It's not a classic case of Avira.
What is it?
It's a vira midah.
Okay, that's true, but those are... What does that mean in English?
Meaning he willingly decided he was not going to come back for this fruit.
It's not a
vira. By the amount of fruit that you see in a certain area, we can tell if a person is going to come back or not. He knows it's there.
Right.
And depending on how much tear...
Is it that he knows it? It's more than he knows it's there. What's the case of Machnash de Beidari specifically?
He dropped it and then he made the judgment.
What's he doing? He's gathered. It's not that he dropped it, I think.
What's that?
Not that he dropped it. What's Machnash de Beidari? A regular thing is something that I dropped. Over here, the pshat is what?
He left it there.
He left it there. He's gathering all the grain, and some grain he leaves there, right? So we assume that you're leaving it there, b'miskaven. But we only assume that if what? If it is more, if it is less than the kav in four amos, right? Again?
If it's less than a kav, he'll go back for it.
If it's less than a kav, for Amos, he'll go back for it. So then he
won't go back.
No.
Again, the Gemara answers: Machnash beidari, kav ba'ar Amos. There's a lot of tircha, so I'm not going to go back. So one kav for Amos, I could keep, right? Because the guy won't go back. Butzir mehachi, if it is less than a kav of fruit.
No,
Batzir in this case means area.
Batzir here means area? Yeah. So we're just changing what the words mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Okay, if it's thank you. So if it's spread out in less than that amount of area, so then.
So therefore, it's not going to be
terrified. So I will go back to get it. So memela. So we're talking. So at the beginning, we're talking about the amount of fruit, and now we change it to the amount of area. That's a little funny.
It's all in the same. They go together. It's not totally.
They go together.
Because it's going to be amount of fruit per area. Not dealing with it.
The amount of. I think that's what the Gemara is going to pick up on in the questions that follow. But the point that Stefan is making, which I think is a very nice point, is originally in the Gemara, the variable is how much fruit. And at this point in the Gemara, the variable is how much area. Right?
But they go hand in hand.
Of course there's a relationship. Absolutely. But the contours, the details of that relationship we'll talk about in a few minutes. That's the Gemara Suffolk. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you have to say, Yoni?
I think it makes sense for us to methodically have that switch. Because we start off talking about one aspect, then we talk about the other aspect, then we start talking about both.
First we start off talking about how much fruit.
Then the number, how much area. And then we're just going to be talking about each one, this in relation to this, Tircha in relation to Chashivos.
Okay.
So
I mean,
it makes sense.
But so there are really two things that change in the Havamin and the Maskan of the Gemara. Originally, we think it's a classical Aveda, which is an item that I drop. Right? Then we say, no, we're not talking about an item that you drop. Right? Rather, we're talking about an item that you left behind. But if it's a Kav in four Amos, so that type of item, because there's a lot of tircha. So then you're mafgir it. But if it's less than that area, so that amount of tircha the Babais will do, so therefore he's not mafgir it. So we're just estimating the Aveda Midas aspect. We're estimating whether or not the Baal HaBayis will go back and get it. Good. Stay there. Okay. Two quick points on this Gemara. Rashi learns Machnash de Beit Dari means what? Bishas Asifas HaGranos, at the time when you're gathering the silo, right? And the owner is threshing. What's threshing mean, by the way? What's the malach of dosh?
Beating out the wheat.
Beating out the wheat to separate the chaff. Okay. And you v'nosu as ha'ikar, you take the good stuff, v'nosu elu, and these remain behind. In Shulchan Aruch, machnash de beit dari does not mean the time of gathering the grains, but it means the place of gathering the grains. In other words, the specific time of year doesn't matter. This is what appears in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. Actually, we should have the Rambams on our sheets. Beidari is the place. So Rashi holds it has to be both time and place, no? So for Rashi, the word b'machnashta in the Gemara, I think this is what you were addressing before. What does machnashta de Beidari mean? For Rashi, machnashta means at the time of gathering, debedari in the place of gathering. But look in the Rambam, Perek Tesavav Halacha Yud Beis. You have the Rambam on our sheets, no? Right, Zuck the Rambam. Matza peiros mefuzarin bimakayum hagranos. I find the fruit in the place of the goren. So if it's one kaven four amos or more than four amos, I get to keep it because you won't be metapo to gather it. But if it's pachos me arba amos, maybe the bailam left it and I have to leave it. So the Rambam only says makom hagranos. Right? You see that on the Rambam? It's the bottom of page 3. Right? The Rambam on the bottom of page 3. It's the beginning of note 2, the first Marimakum that I printed. Good.
It's one of
halacha
Aleph and
halacha
Beis.
Halacha, I have halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Aleph and halacha Beis. That you're on page 4.
There it is.
The Rambam only says makom hagranos. The Rambam only speaks about the place where the stuff was left. He doesn't say anything about the time. So how does Rambam translate the word machnash to debe dari? For Rashi, right, the Gemara could just say debe dari, right? For Rashi, had the Gemara just said debe dari would have meant the place. Machnashta means at the time of gathering, right? Rashi was the word machnashta means time. How does the Rambam teach the word machnashta? Yoni?
As the place, but can I suggest something?
Yeah, sure.
I wouldn't have necessarily said that Rashi holds it's the time, because he doesn't say sha'as asifat, he says bisha'as, meaning, like, here's the remaskal, we're going to talk about this. And he's saying, in the time of da-da-da-da-da, like, I don't know if do you have to say that he's talking about the time? And he starts bisha'as.
Bisha'as means at the time, and then Rashi says vikan dashan ba'alayhen, and then over here is where he did the threshing.
Right, Khan is the place.
So here's the place, and Shas is the time. So Rashi has to be both the time and the place.
Oh, wait, what do you mean the time? You mean
there's a season of the year when people gather the grains. Oh. So Rashi holds it's only considered an Aveda Midas at that time, right? The Rambam would say, even if it's at a different time, it still might be an Aveda Midas. Apparently, the Sma understands within the Rambam that even if it's not the season of gathering, we have to be worried that maybe the guy left it here during gathering season. That's what the Sma understands. Again, in terms of Lomdus here, I don't know how much Lomdus there is. The problem with the way I'm saying the Rambam is if you look in the Hagos Ashri, he has a different take on the Rambam, which I don't think is the way I'm taking the Rambam. I'm understanding that the Rambam holds that all you need is the place. He doesn't need the time when you gather at all. The Rambam only says makom hagranos. The Hagos Ashri in Simon Aleph on the Rush, I think it's taking the Rambam differently. I'm not sure why. Okay, whatever. Not for now. Good. So that's one issue to address. Next issue. The Gemara says if it is derech nefila, which means that it looks like it fell down, so afilu tuvanami, which means even more than a kav, I should get to keep it, right? So the Rishonim ask Akasha, Tosis asks Akasha, all the Rishonim ask the same Akasha. They say, one second, why don't we just say that? Why do we have to say, why does Rabbi Yitzchak have to teach me that it's a kav b'damav amos? Let's say that the Mishnah says peros mefuzarin, and peros mefuzarin means how if it's derech nefila, no matter how much fruit. Why don't we say that? Right, that's the kasha that the Rishonim ask. Why don't we say afilu tuvanami? Why does Rabbi Yitzchak have to say, right, kav b'dalav amos? Let him say afilu tuva nami derech nefila. Why do we have to say it's talking about only machnash debe dori lemaisa? Right? Say like the Gemara asks derech nefila tuva. So there are. So what's the answer to this kasha? How does Tosis answer it? Stefan, yeah.
Nisa hold the baye that yeish lo midad lava yeish.
Good.
If you try this case of derech nefila, these objects obviously wouldn't know. I don't know. That's an assumption. which obviously you wouldn't know, and therefore you say derech nefila, how you flow, well, that would
right.
be something.
So Tosus gives an answer like this. Right? Tosus asks, right, let's say it's derech nefila. Right, that's Tosus's kasha. So Tosus, what?
By what?
But the Mishnah. The Mishnah says peros mefuzarin. We ask how much is mefuzar, and we give this whole fancy thing, one kavan, four amos, and we're talking machnashat beidari. Why do I have to say this such a fancy thing that I'm picking my left ear with my left hand going around my head? Say better. Say it's derech nefila. Right? Afila tuvanami. Right? Even if there's a ton of fruit, if it's derech nefila, that's considered spread out.
No,
why can't I learn the Mishnah is talking about, right?
We don't know it's derech nefila.
So we can make a new kimta. Just like Rabbi Yitzchak makes a new kimta, then he's talking about by machnashta the bein dori, whatever that means, Rashi Rambam, right? We could say that the Mishnah is talking about derech nefila.
Aren't the measurements there? Could they also be there to establish, like, if it looks like this, it probably is derech nefila.
The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that there is a concept called derech nefila. If it's derech nefila, right, even if there's more fruit, I get to keep it. Right? It looks scattered. So the Rishonim ask, why don't we say that the Mishnah is talking about derech nefila? So Tosfos answers, right, Stefan's correct, that we can't say it's derech nefila because we have a concept that yeyosh shelo midaas isn't yeyosh. This is something that we'll talk about next week. Yeyosh shelo midaas means as follows. An item falls from me. I don't know that the item fell yet. I lose some paper, it falls out of my pocket, no? I'm holding paper, it falls out of my pocket. I don't know it fell. If I would know it fell, I would for sure be miyayish. But I don't yet know that it fell. So Abaye says yeyosh shelo midaas is not yeyosh. We paskin like Abaye. Zokt Tosfos. Reb Yitzchak can't say derech nefila because derech nefila would be a classical case of yeyosh shelo midaas because you don't know that the fruit fell from you. So therefore, he can't say that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. That's what Tosfos says. Good? Let's read the Tosfos inside and then we'll, right? Tzarech lomar zok Tosfos v'kama. Tzarech lomar de Reb Yitzchak gufei boi v'kama. We have to say, what's Reb Yitzchak gufei boi v'kama? Shalom, what does that mean? Eh? Shmuel, what's Reb Yitzchak gufei boi v'kama?
It states that, what does it mean boi and v'kama?
Reb Yitzchak gufei, Reb Yitzchak himself, boi means he asks. V'kama, he asks the question of v'kama. Zok Tosfos, that the question in the Gemara of v'kama, right, Tosfos says, is not a question that was written by the author of Shas. The question is, Reb Yitzchak himself asked the question of v'kama. Why does it have to be Reb Yitzchak is asking the question? D'i Gemara by v'kama, my boy. One second. The igamar boy, my boy. If the gemara is asked the question, what's the kasha? Luki derech nefila fulituva kedeparf gemara basahachi. Right. In other words, if the gemara is asking a kasha of the kama, so then the gemara should answer derech nefila. Elamai, Reb Yitzchak asks the question, and Reb Yitzchak is sort of, if I say that I ask a question and I give the answer to my own question, that means what is that noise?
This thing is not.
Oh, okay. That means, I thought there was like some sort of gong that we have, you know, like, woo, right? That means if I'm asking a question, I answer my own question, that means what I'm doing is, right, I'm doing a rhetorical question, no? Rabbi Yitzchak didn't really ask the shail of how much. He's trying to get to his point on machnash the beidari. So he asks the question, then he gives an answer. Because had the Gemara asked the question, and it would have been a real shaila, so we should answer derech nefila. Ella, mi div Reb Yitzchaku. Reb Yitzchak doesn't want to say it's talking about derech nefila, filo tuva. Mishum desavar ka'abaye, that yeyosh lo midas is not yeyosh. So therefore he establishes our talking about machnash de beidari. That's Tosfos. In other words, Tosfos is making two points. 0.1 zaktos is that the question of Bekama is not a real question. It's not a Gemara question. It's Rabbi Yitzchak himself is asking it. Why? Because had the Gemara asked the question, we would give an answer of Derech Nefila. Right? Elamai, we can't give the answer Derech Nefila because Rabbi Yitzchak is asking the question. And Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Abaye that Yair Shlomi Das is not Yair. So he can't answer Derech Nefila. So therefore, right? He answers Machnash the Debate Dori. That's what Tosis is saying. It's not a real question. The problem with Tosis is what?
These are Yeshu Dad objects, I think.
That's
the moat. I mean, in the Gemara say later that if you drop moats, you're gonna check your pocket, so
I mean the Gemara will in the Sugi of Yeshu Das the Gemara will bring this up. Ma'os is Yeyosh Midas. I don't know if Kalos is Yeyosh Midas necessarily.
I mean, I feel like they're the same. That's what we're discussing. Like, what is Mefuzar? I don't know.
So we're trying to figure out what Mefuzar is. You might be saying a very good point, but it's not what I'm looking for right now. The Gemara says, "I derech nefila, afilu tuva nami." That line in the Gemara, is that line true according to the halacha? The halacha we pass in like a faye that yeish lomidas is not good yeish. So can I say derech nefila afilu tuva nami?
No.
No way, right? Because even if it's derech nefila, derech nefila means it looks scattered, jonakiyek, right? That's what derech nefila means. But even if it looks scattered, I don't get to keep it. Because maybe you don't know it was lost yet. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying. Rabbi Yitzchak, Zaktosis. Rabbi Yitzchak can't say we're talking about derech nefila. Because Rabbi Yitzchak says, guys, please don't text and share. Right? Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that, listen, we're not talking about derech nefila because we hold like a baye, and according to a baye, derech nefila won't help me because yeish lomi das is not good yeish. Right? So that would mean that when the Gemara asks derech nefila afilu tuva nami, the Gemara is asking a question according to Rava, and I don't paskin like Rava, right? And that is shver. That is difficult.
Can you say it one more time?
Hey, let's go back in the Gemara. According to Tosis, Matza Peres Mefuzarin. Okay, let's read the Gemara according to Tosis. Vikama, how much is considered spread? Tosis says that this is a question that Rabbi Yitzchak himself asks. How much is spread? So Rabbi Yitzchak answers one kavan four amos, right? And the Gemara will say what he means is in the Machnashta case, right? That's what Rabbi Yitzchak means, right? One kavan four amos by Machnashta. Then the Gemara says, well, hey chadami, what's the case? If it's derech nefila, afilu tuva nami. Right? If it's derech nefila, even if I have muar fruit, you get to keep it.
That's contradiction.
That's not true. According to Reb Yitzchak, which is according to Abaye, which is according to Halacha, right? The Gemara is going to say on Amid Beis, we're going to say that we paskin like Abaye by Yao Kigam, and we paskin that Yeish Lomidas is not Yeish. So derech nefila won't be a reason why I get to keep it.
Right.
So why is the Gemara asking e derech nefila afilu tuva nami? Right. According to Tosfos, that line in the Gemara is a straw man. That line is wrong. It should be knocked out in a second. Right. So Stefan has been hacking all morning. He says, well, who says it's Yeyosh Shilomidas? Right? That's what you've been saying all morning?
No, I talked to you in the morning?
Not in the morning. I'm talking about during Shir.
Yeah.
Right? Stefan, throughout Shir, has been saying, who says it's Yeyosh Shilomidas? Maybe it's Yeyosh Midas. You know who says like you? Give me the Ritva, please. Yeah. So that's the answer. The Ritva says it. What?
Kahati
Mishnayos says it. Ritva says it, no? Kahati says it like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there heavy?
Ritva says, Afilu la'abaye matzi la'ukma. Says the mitzvah, we can establish the case of derech nefila afilu tuva, even the point abaye, ukigon diyakiri. For example, it is heavy fruit or expensive fruit. Dahavale yeyosh midas. And that would be yeyosh midas. In other words, right, what the mitzvah says, remember, according to Tosfos, the question of right derech nefila, right, is a question that is shelo aliba dehilkasa. That's our problem with Tosfos. So the Ritva answers that the question of derech nefila afilo tuvanami, right, the derech nefila is true even according to Rava. It's not a yeyosh shelo midas case. It is derech nefila is yeyosh midas. You know that you lost it because kigon diyakiri. The fruit is expensive fruit. Expensive fruit falls out of your pocket. You know you lost it right away. That's what the Ritva says. Other Rishonim go a step further. The Rush has a yesod that we'll talk about probably in a week and a half. The Rush says food by definition is always yeyosh midas. People always are paying attention to... It sounds like a yeshiva bachur sar, no? You're always paying attention to food. You're always thinking about eating. It's a real yeshiva guy svara. Meaning, right, just like money, if I lose money, the Gemara assumes, I know for sure I lost it because I'm always paying attention, right? I always feel that my wallet's in my pocket. I always know it's there. So also the Rush says food, by definition, you know it's there. The Ritva is not going that far. The Ritva is saying that we're speaking about a specific type of food, but the Rush's Mahalach would really work better. We'll talk about the Rush next week. Let me hear from Shalom and then from Stefan.
Well, it makes sense to say that food is always Yesh Midas, because if you think about it, before preservatives, they can only last that long, which means you're planning on using the soon. So
okay, absolutely. I can hear that Svara. The problem is many Rishonim don't hold to this Svara. And we'll have to figure out why. Okay, good, Stefan.
But then, if you answer that this is according to Abaye also, then you end up with Tosfos' question originally.
If
Tosfos' whole answer was Rav Yitzchak going on Abaye, and that's why he didn't establish the case in.
Again, so what you're saying is like, according to the Ritva, that the question of the Gemara of Derech Nefila Afilu Tuva is even according to Abaye. So you're asking, so Lamaisa, how come we don't say that? Good. So the Ritva asks that. And the Ritva says, you know why we don't say it? Because Rabbi Yitzchak wants to teach me a Chiddush. The Chiddush is the din of Machnash the Debe Dari. He wants to teach me this halacha of Avreda Midas, which I don't know otherwise. And his goal is not to explain the Mishnah. His goal is to teach me a new din. Sometimes Amoraim do that, no? Amoraim have two jobs. Their job is to explain the Mishnah, and their job is to teach dinim. In this case, Rabbi Yitzchak's job is to teach us a din. That's what the Ritva really answers. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak lav ma'ukmi mas nisim b'machnash le'dari. He's not just trying to establish the Mishnah. Ela boy lashminon dina. He wants to teach me the din.
That's really good, because that's what we asked earlier, that it's not an Aveda. And the answer is, yeah, it's not an Aveda.
Exactly. It's a totally new din, unconnected to anything, new halacha, right? The Chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak is a din called Aveda Midas of Machnashta Debei Dari.
Good.
Let me just talk about one other Rishon very briefly. We did Tosis's approach and we did the Ritva's approach. The Ravid in the Shita Mekubetzes has a slightly different approach to this. The Ravid says that the Mishnah is written in a funny sort of way. What are the cases in the Mishnah? Okay, let's go through the Mishnah in order. Matzah, peiros, mefuzarin. The peiros are fruits. Ma'os mefuzarels are
money.
And then, kikrosh shonachdom. That's what?
Baker's bread.
Which is a food or money?
Food.
Right? Machrozo shodagim.
Food.
Right? And right? So then we have other cases of food. Igulei devela.
Food.
food. Right? Chatichos basar. Food. Right? So it's a little bit funny that I have a case of scattered fruit, example of food. Excuse me, I have penos, right, mefuzarin, followed by ma'os mefuzaros, followed by lots of foods. If I would be writing a text, I would probably have all the foods next to each other and the non-foods next to each other, no? Ma'os is in between peros and, right, the other foods. So it don't belong there.
It does belong there.
It does not belong there, right? The word ma'os...
No, it does.
Why?
It's not going by food. It's going by, based on the characteristics.
Yeah. Speak.
So
it's what it's trying to do...
So
the Ravid says something what you're saying, right? In other words, if I would read the Mishnah, right? The Ravid's bothered. I read the Mishnah, if the sequence doesn't make sense. How come I have food, non-food, back to food? The answer is, says the Ravid, that we're teaching a new din called pizur. It's a new halacha called how much is stuff spread out. Right? It's an objective din. It's almost, maybe Arya was saying this story beforehand, that we're not talking about what's considered aveda midah. We're not talking about what's considered yeshalom midas or not yeshalom midas. We want to figure out just what is considered spread out. Both by peros and by mohos, by everything. How much is pizor? And because we're teaching a new halacha of pizor, right, the Mishnah really is speaking about pizor followed by non-pizor, right? So we have to define our terms. So you say, oh, what is pizor? One kav and four amos. But because we're talking about food and money definitely is not subject to the rules of Yehi Shalom Midas, right? All we're trying to do is just to define precisely what is considered being spread out. That's the way the Ravid in the Shita understands the Gemara. I think it's an interesting approach. I'm adding a bit to the Ravid, but I think what I'm adding is correct. Yeah, Yoni.
Is there a Hava Mila that pizor by money would have been different than fruit? Like, why would it need to...
The only reason why there might be a difference is because of Yehi Shalom Midas reasons.
Oh.
Right? That by money, I know it is not Shalom Midas. By fruit,
maybe
it is Shalom Midas. Right? So that might be the difference. So because I have both things, it's teaching me a new halacha called how spread is spread. That's the Yesod.
Was the writer answering? I didn't really get that. Was he answering a question or something?
What was he? I mean, the Ravid asks, how come the Mishnah has to teach me a din of pizor both by ma'os and by peros?
Oh, that was his answer for why that order is not. Order.
Yeah.
The same.
Exactly.
They're not about foods, they're about pizor.
Correct. Oh. That, again, I'm reading into the Ravid a bit, but. Fine. Vayter in the Gemara. Yoni, let's call on you to read now. Let's do the Shilas of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay.
From Bai?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bai Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chati Kav B'Shtei Amos Ma. If you have half a kav of fruits in an area of Shtei Amos, what's the halacha?
Right, we spoke about one in four. So he asks, what about half and two?
Right.
And now the Gemara explains.
Kav ba'arba amos tamamai. What's the reason when you have one kav and arba amos that it's considered mufuzar? Mishum that afishi tarchayu. Is it because that the tircha, the exertion needed to gather them is a lot.
Right, so you're reading Mishum de Nafesh Tirchayu as a... You read it with like the nigan of a question, right? I'm not sure that's not the way I would read the Gemara. I would read the Gemara as a statement, right? One kav and four amos, what's the reason? Because there's a lot of tircha. So chatzi kav,
Chatzi Kav, Mishtei Amos, Kevin Delo Nefish Tarchayu, Lo Mafker Leho. But case of Chatz, we have Chatzi Kav in Shtei Amos, which is half the amount of area, since there's not a lot of exertion, he would not be Mafker them.
Right. Odilma.
Odilma Mishim Delo Chashivi. Or maybe it's because, maybe the reason that he's not, that you can take those, the reason that they're considered pizor is because they're not chashuv. In this case, he's talking about like the amount.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's an insignificant amount, so therefore it's not chashuv. So chati ka b'shtei amos, kevan de lo chashivi, mafker lehu. Right? So the question of Rabbi Yirmiyah is about chatzi kav b'shtei amos. Right? He asks, what's the din? We say kalan kav in four. He asks about half in two. And the way he says the question is, what's the reason for one kav in four? Is it because of tircha? Right? If it's because of tircha, so then I could say one in four, there's tircha. Half in two, there's no tircha. Right? Or maybe the reason is not because of tircha, the reason is because of chashivus. One in four, right, is not chashuv. Right, here also it's not chashuv. So the suffix is, if it's based on the reason of tircha, maybe half in two, there's no tircha, so therefore the balabayas will come back to get it, therefore I'm not allowed to take it. But if it's because of the reason of chashivos, so then I am allowed to take it. So really, this Gemara, by the way, is extremely verbose. No? The Gemara has like extra words here that I don't know why. This, like, if I would be writing, I could, we'll talk about this in a few minutes, but I could summarize all the questions in the Gemara probably in one sentence. Right? And instead the Gemara does it in, what, 15 lines? That's a little bit strange. Okay, yeah.
I just realized it's sheer, but if when we were going over the reason for the Beit Meshkanta, whatever it's called,
Machnashet Beit Dari, yeah.
Okay. Didn't the Gemara say the words Torah? Like, you read close, like, it seemed to be the reason about Torah.
Right, so, the good point. The Gemara says, Nafish Tirchaihu, but this is something I was talking about with Aryeh before. Tircha obviously relates. It's too much of a pain, so I'm not going to go back. But why is it too much of a pain? Is it too much of a pain just because it's spread out over such a distance? I'm going to have to spend half an hour picking this stuff up, so that's why it's a pain. Or maybe it's only too much of a pain because it's not significant.
Okay.
Because it's not chashuv, right? I would say that the Gemara is almost fleshing out. You're right. You're making a very good point. The Gemara used the word tircha in the original statement, but now we're asking, well, why is it a tircha? Is it a tircha because the distance makes it a tircha? Or is it a tircha because the fruits are not so valuable? And that's what makes it a tircha. Oh. Weiter in the Gemara.
Kabayin b'shmona amos ma. You have two kav in shmona amos. What's the lacha? You have the same ratio.
Right. So, and then the Gemara also fleshes the question out again in a way that I would say is not so necessary, but the Gemara doesn't agree with me. So the Gemara says kav ba'arba amos.
Kav ba'arba amos tamamai. What's the reason in the case of one and four amos that it's considered a pizor? Mishun. Because there's a lot of exertion. The kolshekein kabayin, mishmona amos, and all the more so when you have double the area, you've shmona amos.
Kevan de nafisha tirchayu tfei.
Mafkir lehu.
Right. It's even more. It's even more spread out. There's even more tircha. O Dilma.
Or maybe it's because they're not chashuv, and when you have kabayim, you have double amount of fruits. Since they are chashuv, he's not going to be mafker them.
So kabayim b'shmein amos l'cha'or is exactly the same question as chatzikah b'shtei amos, correct? It's exactly the same question. Again, Tosfos will try to solve some of this issue. But from our perspective now in the Gemara, it's a problem. Weiter in the Gemara.
Kav shum shemim ba'arba amos ma'u. If you have a kav of sesame seeds within 4 amos area, what's halacha? Kav ba'arba amos tamamai. So again, we have to go back to the original case.
We want to flesh out the reason. By one kav and 4 amos tamamai, what's the reason? Mishum de lo chashivi.
Mishum shemim. Maybe it's because if you're only focusing on the chashivus aspect, then of course you wouldn't be mafter them.
Right, so isn't it a little bit funny that sesame seeds is like the example of a chashiv food? No? I don't know. I was just bothered by this. I guess... Like, we ate like these garinim all the time. Like in Israel, did you like chewing these things all day? Like, no? Am I the only one? It's like, and the reason you're showing them all day is because like they're really cheap, no? So I have no idea why the Gemara.
Not sunflower seeds.
Shumshimin. But are they expensive sesame seeds?
Probably not.
I imagine that like lychee nuts are much more expensive. We need some like good fruit that's more expensive. Okay, but you might assume that sesame seeds are very small, but they're also expensive.
Or maybe it's because maybe the other case is because there's a lot of tircha. The kolshik and shoshimin came with an afish tircha yitfeim after the, because sesame seeds are very, very small, so it's going to be a lot.
It's even more tircha. It's not for tircha. It's even more tircha. So therefore, you mafkir it.
Yeah.
Weiter.
Kav tamari ba'arba amos, kav rimoni ba'arba amos. So you have a kav of dates within arba amos, and also a kav of, or a case of. Kav of pomegranates in arba amos, mahu tzalach. Kav arba amos tamamai. Mishum delo chashivi. If it's because it's they're not chashuv. Kav tamari ba arba amos. Kav tamari ba arba amos. Nami kaven delo chashivi mafkir lehu. So also tamari and ramonim, they're not chashuv fruits. So also there you would not go back.
Yeah.
Oh delma mishum denefish tarchai. Or maybe it's because of the tircha, the amount of areas too much. The kav tamari ba'ar ba'amos, the kav rimoni ba'ar ba'amos, kevin to lo nefish tarchayu, lo mafker lehu. Right, because they're big fruits.
Which also is surprising to me. Pomegranates, I know, are big fruits. Dates are not so big.
Heard people say that the dates were much, much bigger.
They were? I mean, they say that the kazesim, the olives, are much bigger in terms of shibuim. What?
You compare them to sesame seeds.
We compare it to sesame seeds, much bigger. But what's the average fruit? In other words, the Gemara is talking about some sort of average fruit. And then we say, what about sesame seeds, which are smaller but expensive? And what about fruits that are bigger but not so expensive?
So
right? So sesame seeds are the small but expensive ones. And what are the big fruits? Rimonim, okay, that I got. And tamarim. Tamarim, I don't fully get. They're easier to pick up than what? Than an apple?
So obviously the pears are not apples. They're probably like...
What are they? Again, I don't know why. I didn't see anyone address these questions, but like, what's the baseline? What's the standard peros in Shas? Yeah, Aryeh.
I'm going to take it with the evidence from Gemara and force my point that the question is not really a question.
No, teiku means it's a great question, but we don't have an answer.
Or I'm saying the reason we don't answer is because the question is not really a question.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about this more next time we learn, but I completely disagree with you. So that's fine. Okay. So the Gemara has 5 questions here. No. All the questions are basically the same. It's all about tircha versus chashivos. It's all exactly the same question. Why the Gemara chooses to ask the question 5 times, I don't know. My guess is that Rabbi Yirmiyah probably was saying a shir. And each year when he said the shir in Bava Metzia, he asked a different thing. And then the Baal HaGemara puts them all together. But it's really one question. I don't know. I'm not sure why we have the same thing 5 different times. The Rambam doesn't have the same thing 5 different times, no? look at the Rambam Parakhas Vav Halacha Yud Beis, and you don't even need to open the Rambam to find the Rambam, because of the Gra, right? The Gra, just on the side, letter Aleph, in the Hagos HaGra, the Gra tells me what the Rambam has. The Gra says that the Rambam has one big question of Kav Shumshim and Tumarim Verimonim. In other words, the Rambam is saying, right, Mi Shnayim Ushlosha Minim. I have one Kav that is comprised of two or three different things. Now, is that the same suffix as everything else? L'chor it is. It's still a question, right? Tircha versus Chashivas, and now it's just a little different because, well, you know, I'm putting a bunch of minim together. So maybe next time we learn, we'll learn this bottom tosis, and then we'll talk about the Rambam. There's a nice comment of the Nachlas David to explain the Rambam. The real focus of next time we learn the Mirtzah Shem on Monday, on Gemara you guys should continue learning the Makoros. Did anyone get through the Makoros about how we pass it on the Tekel yet? Okay, so that's a very big Shas issue. Right? The Gemara has a suffix, so Lamaisa, what do I do by a suffix of Hashava Sadega? That's a very big question, but we also want to talk about the smaller questions specifically within the Rambam. Guys should have a good Shabbos. First week is down, Baruch Hashem. So that's a good feeling. And we should have a good Shabbos. Just found out that my Erev is down, so we have to trip if anyone wants to come. It's nice and cold. We can try to see if it's really down.